don't quite seem to fit. Take the text itself. It is a mix of prose and poetry. A terse exchange about that fox, Herod, suddenly becomes a flowing lament about Jerusalem's rejection of those whom God sends. The two pieces don't exactly seem to go together, but there they are. And what about the Pharisees? They harass and plot against Jesus at every turn. But here they are warning him that Herod is out to get him. Is it, as one commentator suggests, a case of the enemy of my enemy is my friend? No one was enamored with Herod. But suddenly we're challenged with the possibility that the Pharisees are more nuanced, complicated characters than we might have thought. But I think the most important tension in today's gospel is about time, holding together the now and the not yet. Listen to Jesus. Tell that fox, Herod, that I've no time for him right now. Today and tomorrow, I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick. The third day, I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to a bad end outside Jerusalem. This isn't the first time Luke has told his readers that Jesus is headed to a bad end in Jerusalem. Toward the end of chapter 9, he writes, "When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem." Now in chapter 13, Jesus reminds us that he's headed to Jerusalem and the cross. But he doesn't actually get to Jerusalem until the end of chapter 19. That's a long foreshadowing from chapter 9 to 19. We're not even at the halfway point yet. Why so long? If Jesus knows where he's going and why, to save us all, then why doesn't he just get there? What's he doing for 10 chapters? Well, for Jesus, he's doing ordinary stuff. He's showing people the way, healing them, clearing out the demons. The 10 chapters are filled with the day in and day out of Jesus sharing the love of God. In today's lesson, he puts that ordinary into context. He's on a tight schedule, no time to worry about Herod. Today and tomorrow are filled with the work of sharing God's love, transforming people's lives. The third day, he's wrapping things up. Wrapping up. The third day, we know, is the day of resurrection. On the third day, Jesus rose again. That's quite a wrap-up. But Jesus' death and resurrection are still chapters ahead in Jerusalem. The 3 days Jesus sketches for the Pharisees are not a literal timetable. They share his vision. There is ordinary work to be done today and tomorrow, while the extraordinary third day draws steadily near. How well do we hold together the ordinary now and the extraordinary not yet? If a big, important challenge or goal lies on the horizon, how easily can our now become a blur? Jesus' big, important goal was waiting in Jerusalem. He would give his very life out of love for the world, and the world would be redeemed by his sacrifice, and there would be the promise of eternal life. That's can't get bigger than that. And yet, once Jesus sets his face to go to Jerusalem, he takes his time. 10 chapters worth of time to get there, sharing God's love and transforming lives all along the way. His now was never a blur. Jesus is completely dialed in to the ordinary now, while the extraordinary horizon never leaves his sight. He focuses on the people he meets and what they need in that moment. Take one example. A few chapters from now, 10 lepers will call out to him for mercy. He shouts back, "Don't worry, I'm on my way to Jerusalem. I'll take care of everything. See ya." Are you going to trust me on that? Jesus never said anything like that. Right? He never put anybody off saying, "Oh, don't, wait, it's all going to work out." He healed the 10 lepers. He transformed their lives at that very moment that he saw their need. Saving the people he meets along the way to Jerusalem, and saving the whole world once he gets there. The little and the big, the particular and the universal, the finite and the infinite, the ordinary and the extraordinary. Jesus totally gives himself to both, the now and the not yet. God's saving grace is on the extraordinary horizon, and it's in the weeds of our ordinary days. It's easy to forget. Every day we have the luxury of waking up knowing that Easter is, knowing the redemption it brings, the eternal life it promises. But too often, Christianity gets summed up by the cross and the empty tomb, the big stuff. It becomes all about the extraordinary promise of heaven. But Jesus wasn't just about the big stuff. In telling the Pharisees what he'd be doing with his today and tomorrow, Jesus reminds us that God is with us right now, in each and every day. He reminds us to keep the extraordinary horizon in our sight, but to not let it blind us to the grace and redemption that is here now. The work that is here now. The transforming difference we can make in someone's life right now by sharing the love of God. Even with Jerusalem on the horizon, Jesus knew the importance of now. May we know it too. Amen.